Run, and before that, Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuza bringing us to just on 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's time to go and have a look at practical financial matters, and that brought to you today with the compliments of Verso Wealth.
Imagine no financial stress, no running around to check and monitor your future. But that's not what's happening, is it? Half your money and time is spent on following up on all your financial needs. Is my wealth growing or shrinking? What will happen with my estate when I'm gone? Is my retirement fund where it needs to be? Am I covered for all disabilities? How will my family know who to turn to for what? Why not put everything into one safe place? At Verso Wealth, we offer cost effectiveness and simplicity, giving you 100% security to help you changing your goals into reality.
Contact Verso Wealth on 043-727-1340 or info@verso.co.za.
Thursday morning, just after 8, it's time for Practical Finance with Thane from Verso Wealth. Thane, very good morning.
Thank you, Wayne. What a way to look forward to the Friday tomorrow.
Yes, Friday is on its way. The week is almost done and dusted. But Thane, today in Practical Finance, we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence. Before we do, let me remind you that the advice that we give here, the information that we give here is purely information, and please consult your own financial advisor and make sure that the information that's given suits your particular.
100%. Thank you, Wayne, for that. That is so important, listeners. Thank you.
Artificial intelligence. How artificial is it? How intelligent is it?
That depends, I suppose, like anything. But yeah, thanks for that. That's actually a very interesting topic. So in the financial services world, if I can just take a step back from artificial intelligence, because it's linked, but there's a difference. So we, a couple of years ago, there were these very clever chaps that set up what they called robo-advice. Okay. Now, robo-advice was very much, yes, a bunch of data. You capture it, the robot will then tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing. Okay, so they might say, well, if you want to, and it's better than nothing, but if you want to retire at age 55, this is what you need to invest. If you want to invest in that kind of investment, this is the amount of money you need to put in there. So robo-advice is out there, hasn't, to my mind anyway, in East London, hasn't really taken off, unless I'm living in a cave somewhere. But the financial services industry at one point was a bit sort of saying, well, is this not going to take away from the financial advisor's job? And I have a very simple philosophy on that. And sadly, I had to go to a funeral last week for a dear client that passed away. And while I was sitting there, obviously people talk about robo-advisors and artificial intelligence, and I thought to myself, but you know, I've yet to come across a robo-advisor that will come up to you, put their arm around you and commiserate with you or celebrate with you. It's people want a warm body, you know, because we can relate to warm bodies, rather, and that's why sometimes I get so frustrated with these call centers that are electronic, push button for this, and then you don't get through. Or so I don't think robo advisors are a threat to our industry, at all. Yeah, I think we offer a far more holistic service than just number crunching.
Because that's what it would basically be. But now, would artificial intelligence not just be number crunching?
So, thank you for asking that. So, let's talk about, first of all, what is artificial intelligence? Now, you and I live in a rural area. just outside of East London on the East Coast. I just need to make sure that we are on the same page here. We're talking about AI as in artificial intelligence, not like one of our farmer clients.
Oh, yeah, what they do with their cattle.
Yeah, it's not artificial insemination, thank you very much. So, yeah, no, it's about artificial intelligence. So what it is, it's like teaching a computer to think and learn like humans. That's what artificial intelligence is. And you and I have been using it for years. You know, if you think about technology, technology has been around forever. I mean, do you think Noah would have built the ark if he didn't have some form of technology, you know? Was the wheel? So it's just another form of technology. So what happens is you've got a very smart machine that can solve problems, it can understand language, it can recognize pictures, and we know all these youngsters are playing games on computers and cell phones. And the smartest that this software gets is from algorithms, which is like computer programs created by scientists and engineers. And it works by processing data and finding patterns. So for example, let's give you a simple example. If you show this computer program a large number of cats, every day you're showing it a cat, eventually it recognizes a cat. So if you show it a dog, it's going to say, no, that's not a cat. And that's essentially how it works. So it's learning all the time by experience, as it were, you know. So you mentioned maths. So very much so. So AI is very, or artificial intelligence is very related to maths, but it's not the only artificial intelligence you can get. So that a calculator can only do maths, but you get artificial intelligence that can set reminders, that can digitally control your house. So when you're driving up the driveway, the security lights come on. That's all artificial intelligence. When your smartphone, I don't know if you get these chats. You know, when you go onto a website and it's got a little chat bot.
Oh, yes. Like when you contact our electricity supplier.
Yes.
And because you normally contact them when they aren't supplying you with electricity.
Yes, when you're Alfred. In the dark. Yes. So those is actually artificial intelligence. So I think unknown to many of us, we are actually using artificial intelligence all the time. And in one of the things we'll talk about later on is, I know there's a bit of objection to artificial intelligence, so we'll talk about that as well, but there's no point in just giving the good side about artificial intelligence. There's very definitely a darker side. But when do you use Google to search for stuff? I use it all the time. The other one, Bixby, there's all
there's
sorts
a number
of
things.
Search
Siri, engines.
Yeah. That's artificial intelligence. You know, what I've learned now in the morning. So I wake, you know, it's winter. We wake up and it's pitch dark. Now my watch, I can't really see the time and I don't know what the time is, but my phone is nearby. So all I say is, hey Google, hello. And then it gives me the time, gives me the weather. In fact, it even tells me a little joke.
Okay.
Okay, so that's artificial intelligence. So I use it. So we all need to make use of it to our advantage, but there are some sort of areas that we've got to be so careful of. So cars, I mean, they can drive cars. Apparently the new cars, if you put it on auto cruise and it gets too close to the car in front of you, it actually slows down, even though you're not pushing the pedal. So I think there's a lot about artificial intelligence.
That's good.
That's
and
very, very
good processes.
Useful, yeah. So it's not perfect. Let's be sure of that. You know, it makes mistakes and it's in a continuous learning process. Just like we as kids learn things, so does artificial intelligence. So do not think that is the answer. And it's true. You've got to confirm it. And as time goes on, it will get better.
Now, in the financial world, would it or is it possible at the moment for an advisor to, for instance, generate a skeleton of a plan based on algorithms.
It's happened. And the incredibly amazing thing is the tests that have been done, many of those tests, AI, have passed. So in other words, it is possible to do a financial plan using artificial intelligence. And one must just be careful, as I said earlier on, that not to believe that that plan created by AI is the be-all and end-all.
It's foolproof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But remember, it's drawing information from all over the world. So very often a AI financial plan can be used as a nice basis to discuss with your financial advisor, you know. So so there's many benefits of using AI to manage your personal finance. I mean, all these apps. You can use a budget app, a cash flow app. So all of these analyze your spending patterns. So a lot of the banks have got software that will spit out at the push of a button how much you've spent on recreation, how much you've spent on fuel, but it's all based on what you've put in there.
Yes.
So I think it's an amazing tool. It saves you a lot of time because it learns your individual status and how you are building your financial plan. And it's using algorithms. Just never forget that. It's you know,
it's using patterns that already exist and have been programmed, basically programmed into it.
It's like YouTube. You know, if you watch a certain amount of I like music. So if I listen to a certain genre of music, there's always going to be recommendations.
It just keeps feeding.
Just feeding all the time. It's it's an algorithm. It's artificial intelligence. So it's the same with your bank, your finances. They can see, and that is one of the objections that a lot of people have, is that there's no confidentiality.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a moment when it's the risk of too much AI, you know. But I think these personalized insights can help you and certainly your financial advisor adjust and understand where your money is going to and how to calculate whether it's reasonable or not reasonable. A lot of people don't – I don't want to use the B word – budget.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people don't like to budget. And sometimes with the push of a button, AI
can
produce your budget.
Help them with the budgets.
Correct. So, yeah, that's a good thing.
And just in wrapping, as we wrap up our episode today, you mentioned that, you know, the banks and institutions would be, shall I call it, harvesting data to train AI. Where does data security and your own information security come into play here?
Thank you very much. So that was going to be my final point, is that with all this information that's floating around, you have to be sure that there's sufficient encryptions. You know, in your – I mean, WhatsApp is one of the things that says it's encrypted on a on your chat. But – you need to have – remember your data is not – there's no emotion to it.
It's noughts and ones.
It's noughts and ones. You've got to protect it. And I get so hot sore when I hear people being phoned and scammed because they give out their passwords and they give out their PIN numbers and your – AI is not going to help you there because you've just given up all your information anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was one of the questions we asked our financial advisor. What do you have to protect my data? And it is, they are so clever, Wayne, these scam artists. They will clone emails and they will send a letter to a bank changing your banking details, and then it looks like it's coming from the right source, but it's actually not. You know, I mean, we have a process. If a client wants a withdrawal, phone the client just to make sure that
they are wanting
that
a withdrawal.
They are wanting the withdrawal, and it is their bank account.
Mm.
So that is one of the major issues with AI, is that there's that risk. And sadly, the older people are the ones that are more at risk. So I can't say more. I can't say – I can't – emphasize more how important it is that you do not give out your PIN number. I don't care if this person tells you that they're from so-and-so bank.
You just don't do it.
You just don't do it. I've had two or three clients, elderly clients, and they all said the same thing. But then they knew all my information, and they were so nice and polite. I said, well, if you're a scam artist, that's what you got to do. Yeah. So please, if there's a message you forget, don't forget today about AI is it is got no emotion.
Mm. And you've got to remember that. But in finances, you might think that there's no emotion, but there actually is, because you've got a real warm-blooded financial advisor.
There we go. Yeah. So the financial advisor should be looking at the person and not the money. So AI is very much a tool rather than the end result.
And that tool would probably more than likely be used by the institution once they've, you know, to analyze patterns, analyze traits, trends, etc.
So we use it a bit because it helps us. So instead of taking 2 hours to do an analysis, it might take us 1 hour. So it's an aid to making life a lot more better for all of us. Right. But unfortunately, as we know, the villains are also out there.
They're out there, and that's the dark side of AI, which we'll touch on next week.
Correct.
Well, Thane, thank you very much. Unfortunately, you're running out of time for today. And so that was another episode of Practical Finance with the compliments of Thane from Versa Wealth. But just a reminder that this is information that we give out, and any advice that you might need, please consult your own financial advisor.
That's correct. But if you don't have one, or you want to pop us an email, we're at info@verso.co.za. And we're in East London, in Vincent, so if you want to make a phone call or pop in, give us a call, 043-727-1340.
Great, Thane. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat you again next week, Thursday.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, listeners.